Second Linfield grave that we visited today, here in this remote part of Flanders on a working farm, we find the grave of rifleman David Drennan, who played for Linfield before joining the British Army and coming over here to Flanders. And you see that he's buried here with his colleagues from the Royal Irish Rifles, buried side by side, and that's the badge here of the regiment. This is the first time again that the official Linfield party have been to this graveside, so we're all very proud and honoured to come here today and pay our own personal respects to David Drennan. And when you walk onto the field tonight in Ypres, I'm sure that David Drennan and all his colleagues will be looking down with pride. Johnny.
Okay, big man. Their names are carved in Portland stone. These boys were friends of mine. We played for Linfield Football Club together as I look back down through time. We prayed to God above us just to help us through that hell. Their names shall liveth forevermore as we remember those boys who fell. The year was 1916 in a place called Thiepval Wood with the Royal Irish Rifles together. We all stood, just waiting for the orders, and into no man's land we'd go, and face a barrage of machine gun fire that came from German foe. It was once a quiet French village, now this place it looked like hell, as the shells rained down upon us, and the gas gave a deadly smell. For king and for country, through our blood, sweat, tears and pain, as they climbed out of the trenches, God bless our boys, they fell like rain. As I lay there in a shell hole, I could only think of all my friends. As they went into battle, many knew their lives would end. Some shouted no surrender, and some said a simple prayer. As they walked across into no man's land, death was waiting in the air. Now it's the glorious dead that we call them, as we remember our Linfield players with pride. Those brave young men in Flanders fields who fought for us and died. The peace it was hard fought for in the windswept mud and rain. As they walked across into no man's land, those boys, they fell like rain. Unconquerable except by death.
Farewell the light of our homes, our dear young sons. Your duty nobly done. His luck, skill and nerves were pushed to the limits, and he was young just like you. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember him.
We will remember them.